Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We are 45 minutes away from getting you paid on Friday.
Nice.
We got Beat Shazam. You just got to tell us what song we're playing before Shazam does, and you score $1,000 just like that.
Easy.
The TV show premiered last night with Jamie Foxx. Loved it.
Yeah, me too.
Really good show. I'm also loving the fact that Kelly Raspberry and her fiancé, Alan, now have a podcast, everybody.
We do.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah,
it's called A Sandwich and Some Lovin'.
Okay, when does he find the time to work?
He is a very busy man, but yeah. He carved out time. It's a fun project for us to do together, you know, something, a new adventure for both of us,
really.
Yeah.
They want a sandwich, and they want a little lovin'.
That's right.
What do y'all talk about?
Mm-hmm. Our favorite sandwich recipes.
And your favorite
Not really.
Lovin'?
Basically, we're just going to, you know, a lot of people want to know our story, so it's going to be a little bit of that,
okay.
But... you know, I know we can't just talk about wedding planning and how we met on Bumble over and over, but it's going to be relationship stuff and how we're navigating a new life together. We're blending families. We're both raising preteen daughters.
Yep.
Boy.
And so it's going to be a new adventure. And so every once in a while, we're going to do live phone calls. That's what we did for our first few because we're, you know, Alan's never done this before, but you'd be surprised at how nervous I was.
You were nervous?
So nervous.
Why? When are you going to post the first one?
I think it's
Tuesday.
Sometime next week.
Sometime next week. I hate to nail down a date, but it is going to be next week.
Why are you so nervous though?
I don't know. I think I was nervous for Alan.
Yep.
I was nervous that I didn't want to say something, the wrong thing. I wanted him to be comfortable. And
I got you. Okay.
It was just I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I over talked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're nervous.
Get nervous, I talk a lot.
Well, we can hear that next week when we do finally post it. But there's been some rumblings in the back, Kelly, because everybody's like, oh, well, we have podcasts too. And Kelly's super famous and everybody's going to listen to hers. So what we're going to do is we're going to give everyone in the support staff a minute to come in and talk about their podcast so that the audience knows what they're missing out on, possibly.
All right.
We'll start it off here with White Cheddar, our executive producer.
Yes, sir.
The name of your podcast, sir?
Fat Guy Handbook.
Yes. Yay.
And let me tell you this. This has been something that's been in the works for years.
True. Yeah, we had our first meeting about it in 2009.
Because it's a lifestyle, right?
It is. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It's not about helping you lose weight or anything.
Yeah.
No. It's just two fat guys talking about making life observations, maybe helping you, the fat guy, or the fat guy in your life, be more successful.
I love it.
Okay, so there's a positive spin to it. It's not like unhealthy.
Correct,
you're just talking about how you guys live life and what you're into.
Totally.
Yeah, like what was the first podcast about?
The first podcast was about the idea behind starting it. That's it.
Oh, okay, so you guys talked about
that. Yeah, we talk about coupons and Groupons in one. We talk about heart scans and... biker shorts, fitness, fat guy fitness fashion, you know.
I was invited to join Fat Guy Handbook.
But you have nothing in common with them.
That's okay.
No, well, he was invited because one episode, like Comedians in Cars, we were going to do fat guys in F-150s.
Yeah, and I have one.
So he has one. So he'll drive us around and we'll record one in the back.
Okay, it'll be good. Okay,
can we collaborate and will you guys do a feature for my Fittish blog?
Absolutely.
How fat guys stay fittish.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And he's bringing back a former cast member of the show, Capitelli.
Yeah.
We used to call him Dino on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Cappy's back.
That's
Fat Guy Handbook if you want to listen to that.
On all the socials.
On all the socials.
I love it.
The Instagram's on point, by the way.
Thank you. Thank
very
you.
Very well done.
I mentioned it on Kelly's Facebook Live the other day and got 150 followers.
Look at you.
Oh, like
that.
God.
Let's get another 200. How about that
for the
Fat Guy Handbook on Instagram, Twitter, everything. Next up, we're bringing in these guys here.
Oh, these are the ones to beat right here.
Here you go.
Shut up.
Everybody just shut up.
Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
This is Shut Up. Here's your hosts, Nick Adams and Justin Chavez.
The most listened to podcast so far.
Yes,
congratulations.
Winning in ratings.
By the way, no relation between me and Justin on the Chavez. Just happen to have the same last name.
But you feel like my brother.
Talking to the mic.
Big brother.
Oh, you can't hear. Yeah. Oh, no. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, Justin.
Well, we're wanting to promote an episode where this bowl of vanilla ice cream broke my cell phone. And I asked
Nick is the bowl of vanilla ice cream.
Is the bowl of vanilla ice cream.
And he broke your cell phone?
And he broke my cell phone. And I asked everyone in the office on what I should do and about that, the situation.
I remember you coming around asking me about that. Yeah.
I remember.
Nick, do you have something
Nick
to
here.
Say?
Would it surprise everyone to know that Justin wasn't really telling the whole truth of the story?
No, no,
of course not.
Surprise
anyone.
You know what, Nick?
No. Okay.
When he brought it up to me, because he did go around the whole office asking.
He was very upset.
He was very upset. And he made you look like the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? That's not the Nick I know.
Right.
I will say, I did have some fault in the situation, but the truth is not exactly what he said.
Can you give us a 15-second scenario here?
Yeah, why should we listen to this?
You can hear it. I had no idea he was bringing it up, so he completely confronted me about it out of nowhere. So he's trying to challenge me. He wants me to pay him for the screen. I try to clear the air about what really happened. And we'll
see where we're... Also, everyone's been in a situation. Well, not everyone, but... People break their phones.
Yeah.
And other people. Other people break other people's phones.
Yeah, but if I dropped what your phone you and it was already situation? Cracked, that's iffy.
It wasn't already cracked, girl. Okay. This is a fresh flat screen. So check out Shut Up Podcast episode called Nick Broke Justin's Phone, and you can hear how I confronted him.
Your time's up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
the one podcast that doesn't need promotion.
Right.
All right, next up.
I looked at Justin like, okay, so why should we listen to your podcast? And he looked at me like,
why wouldn't you?
That was the craziest question.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Hi, Elena.
Hello.
Name of your podcast?
Two Peas in a Podcast.
Starring Caroline Craddock as well.
Yes, and I'm speaking on behalf of both of us today. I have that pleasure and honor.
Okay, what can we listen to during your podcast? What's going to be going
on? Well, if you don't listen to us just solely because of our adorable name, we're also really hilarious, and the content is just grade A.
So what was the last one about?
I think our last podcast, we talked about the craziest things that we'd done to our ex. Released my motto, or I guess my life theme is too lazy to be crazy. You know, just the thing
it does
that
take energy.
It does.
It's one of those things where it's like I had come across this clip online of a lady who trained squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend, and I was so inspired by that because I was like, you know what? You're ambitious. You wake up every day with a purpose, and who can say that?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I could think up a lot of crazy things, but am I going to put pants on and go execute that?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
Don't execute the cray.
So anyways, we're pretty funny. I mean, just rock solid reviews. My mom says 10 out of 10. You know, Caroline's mom, also a big fan. So
Caroline's mom gave you guys an 8, though.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Come on. Two Peas in a Podcast with Caroline Craddock and Elena Davis.
And we're on the social medias at We're the Peas.
All right.
So we're the Peas.
We're the Peas.
Awesome.
Your time's up.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, next up. We're doing our support staff podcast since Kelly gets to talk about hers all the time now on the show because she's just started hers.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I talk about it nonstop.
She won't
stop. Well, you will be when you,
shut me up.
When you get it rolling, you'll be able to talk about it all the time. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
What's the name of your podcast?
Hi. Yes. I have a podcast called Channel Surfing, and it's about television.
Television.
Yeah, because you're really into shows. You watch a lot. You know a lot about movies and television, right?
Yes. Yes. I watch way too much TV, so I figured I might as well talk about it.
Now, Anna runs Kid TV, which is fitting because she's doing a TV podcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the big TV show you hit on lately?
Ooh, well, I did a whole episode on 13 Reasons Why.
So good, right?
Yeah, and it was like all of our like thoughts and conspiracies about like all the characters, all the cliffhangers. Like, basically, we just like analyze that show.
Who do you hate more, Bryce or Courtney?
Oh, man. Courtney's annoying.
She is the worst.
But Bryce is, like, the ultimate villain.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
So you,
if I'm not going to watch 13 Reasons Why, what else can I watch?
Oh, my gosh. Well, The Handmaid's Tale is really good.
I've heard that. Okay.
On Hulu.
All right.
That's really good. I just finished watching Riverdale.
Uh-huh.
It's based on the Archie comics.
See, now, I read all the Archie comics when I was a little girl, and I'm afraid to watch it. I think it would scar me.
It's super
very
cheesy.
Dark, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, like, on the CW, so it's very, like... CW-ish.
Yeah.
You know? But I love One Tree Hill.
You know? Yeah, One Tree Hill's good. I do love One Tree Hill.
So yours actually informs us on what's going on with the TV world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have like some episodes worth like 13 Reasons Why where I like dissect it. Other episodes just like with recommendations.
Perfect.
So it's just TV.
Awesome.
Name of the podcast again?
Channel Surfing.
Channel Surfing.
Channel Surfing.
Anna.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Go listen to it. Who's up next?
Hi, I'm ACG. I am half of Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. And you're probably wondering where my partner, Amy Nichols, is.
We were all wondering.
Well, here's the deal. She hates being on the radio.
Yes, because
she's on a podcast.
She can podcast with me just fine. But we got into a huge fight recently, and we ended up getting into a fight.
She's on the radio.
What do you hate about this right
now? My heart is racing
just nervous in front of
and
people.
I'm probably talking really loud.
Please send us all your judgments on Amy right now.
Well, no, and she's hilarious on there, but we got into a fight about it. This all came out on a podcast called Sucks to Be Us. I ended up punishing her because she was mad at me. I'm getting ready to go on a trip to Disney.
Uh-huh.
And Disney shamed me because I sent her this swimsuit and she thought it was an outfit that I was going to wear at Disney. I'm like, when do I ever walk around like that in public?
When we were in Vegas.
Right now.
See this all the time.
See this now.
Yeah, yep.
Wait, you got a swimsuit for Disney?
I got it, well, for the pool, not to be walking around Disney World in, but for the pool.
What
so
does
it's
it look
it's,
like?
It's a Snow White swimsuit.
Oh,
so it's cute and it has a little short skirt so I can see it. But like, when am I ever walking around in a swimsuit just like out in public?
Yeah. You'd be surprised what you see walking around Disney World.
She sent me the picture not telling me it was a swimsuit. I was unaware.
Loose Lips and
Childbearing Hips. You can check us out on Twitter, Loose Lips and Hips.
Up next is our boy Trey.
The best of the best.
Trey has his podcast, That's Debatable.
That's right.
What are you debating lately?
Well, this week, it wasn't so much a debate, it was just a recap of what happened in Chicago with my girlfriend.
Oh.
What did happen, sir?
Well,
how
on the podcast.
How do you have a whole podcast about nothing debatable when it's called That's Debatable?
That's debatable.
It's nothing that is like strictly, hey, what's your thought on this or that? But we did go into what was your favorite part of the trip.
Oh, good, okay. Oh, so you talked with your girlfriend on the podcast.
My only question is, how are you on a morning show that has the name Kid Craddock on it when there's no one named
Kid Craddock? Well, he died.
Well, you just ask a question.
He's the reason we're here.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
Not a very good analogy.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
if you haven't noticed, Trey is a smart
egg. Who doesn't want to tune into this?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So
you just lost every potential fan.
Yeah.
Wow. And here's Boss Man George.
Oh, yeah, Boss Man George is pulling you out.
Oh,
he
wow.
got pulled out by George. Anyways, that's debatable with Trey. If you would like to be offended on the daily.
Oh, Shannon's here.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't expecting him to be so mad.
George pulled out.
That's never happened.
Oh, hi, gosh. Shannon.
That was
is Trey still employed?
I don't know. He got pulled into George's office.
He literally got pulled out.
Ooh.
But, Kelly, don't worry. It happens once a week with Trey. It's fine. Shannon has a jingle.
Yeah, I do.
You want me to play that?
Yeah, this is the shortened version of it.
Oh, there's a longer version.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Stuff with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon. Stuff
oh, layered.
With Shannon. La, la, la.
Are you in your bathroom?
Yeah. Isn't it good?
That's so good.
You can hear the chair.
So what's the name of your podcast?
Stuff with Shannon. Yeah.
Stuff with
and
Shannon.
You can find us on Facebook at The Stuff Podcast because nobody can spell my name.
Someone else.
I am.
Why isn't her name in the title?
Because it doesn't flow like Stuff with Shannon.
And
what's
Deontay?
Her name?
And Deontay.
Yeah, she normally does it with me, Deontay.
Okay.
She used to work here on the show. We talk about whatever we feel like talking about.
Stuff.
Obviously, the theme song is a hit on every single episode.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just posted one today where we're talking about her kids having to choose one thing or another. She calls it choose your major or something like that. And I pretty much tell kids, don't go to college, don't do all these things that most people tell you to do.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So you're the anti following
well, there's some things that just really aren't worth your while, and 99% of the time, college is one of them. So don't waste your money or your time.
No, let's not say 99% of the time, because college will help you, kids. Trust me, even if you don't finish, it's good to get you out there just so you get a little taste of what life is going to be like.
I didn't get a bachelor's degree, and look at me.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever have any debates on your show? Because I think It's Debatable is going to be available.
We do have Match Game coming up next, because
okay.
Nick is the host of that one, so he's still here, so we could play
We'll
play a fun game of Match Game next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to play a fun game, Kelly's favorite game, and it's become my favorite game on the radio, besides Beat Shazam.
Okay.
I'm talking about Match Game. We play it on the radio with our host, Hero Nick Adams, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Thank you, guys. The game is simple. I am going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then our caller, along with our celebrities in the room, will write down their answers. And if our caller matches our celebrities, our caller gets a point.
That's cool, Nick.
All right.
But points don't matter, really. We're just playing for fun.
Right.
So I want money.
Let's meet our contestant. Let's say hello to Kirsten.
Hey, Kirsten.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Tell us a fun fact about yourself.
I have a pet deer.
What's its name?
His name is River.
River. How did you come upon having a pet deer?
I was on a trail ride with one of my students. I teach riding lessons, and he was drowning in the river. So I got him out and raised him myself, and he thinks he's a dog.
Aww. That is such a cool story.
Yeah, it is.
Like, he cuddles with you in the house and everything?
Oh, yes. He sleeps in the bed. He sleeps on the couch with the dog.
He never
goes potty in the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
He does. He's starting to get big enough where he has to move outside now.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. How big
he's
do you think?
He's going to move to a big ranch and deer.
Yeah, so he is going to move away because he's going to get too big.
When your deer gets so big, he's got to move outside.
Yeah. Oh. Man.
So hashtag sad. Deer owner problems.
We should have a play day with our goat and the deer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They would love that.
Maybe we can get them to mate and make a goat deer.
Oh,
no. Or not. Jeez, I was just wondering. All right, Nick, let's take it away with the game here.
All right, guys, before we play, let's meet the celebrities in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, JC.
Despacito.
Still stuck in your head?
Yeah.
And hello, Kelly.
How many days till my wedding?
37.
Yeah, 36. Yeah. Oh.
And hello, Mr. Al Mack.
Let's have some fun. The weekend is here. Never had a contestant that owns a deer.
Oh, look at you.
Thank you.
There you go. Wow. A fly right there.
Okay, guys. Remember, I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it. Don't say your answer out loud. Just write it down.
Okay.
And just say the word ding when you're ready to go. Okay?
Got it.
Here we go. Number one. Jenna was surprised she wasn't allowed to take her favorite blank on the plane.
Ding.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Apparently, yeah, wow. Jenna's already lived through this.
All right.
Jenna was surprised she wasn't allowed to take her favorite blank on a plane. You've been doing a lot of online dating, right?
Blank
lately, Jenna?
On a plane.
Yes.
Yeah?
Ding.
Okay. Ding.
Yeah, okay. I've been traveling for dates a lot lately, so I've run into this. Yeah.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think everyone's in.
That sounds
okay.
Weird.
Everyone's in.
I've been traveling for dates.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's go with Kirsten first. Let's see what you say. Jenna was surprised she wasn't allowed to take her favorite blank on a plane.
Oh, I said punching bag.
Oh, because she likes the box.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good one. That was
well
good.
Done.
Good answer. All right, let's go around the room. JC, you're up first. What was Jenna not allowed to take on the plane?
She wasn't allowed to take her favorite naked selfies in front of everyone on the plane.
I will hand you my cell phone right now. You can go through it. Not a single naked selfie.
Because you
I'll protest too much.
Yeah,
yeah, very defensive.
You have a secret
no,
folder.
I'm proud of myself. Yeah. I don't have any.
They're
anymore. All on Snapchat. They go away.
Yeah.
Kelly, let's go to you. What was Jenna not allowed to take on the flight?
Sorry, I snotted a little bit.
Oh, my. All right. Oh, my.
I was laughing through my nose. I said Jenna was not allowed to take her favorite pistol-shaped personal neck massager. It's for her neck.
Oh,
oh,
wow.
Oh.
You just not getting that, dude?
Yeah. I just got that.
No match.
No match.
Not
well, it's shaped like a gun. You know, yeah, they don't like that.
It's a back massager.
Yeah, okay. Right, right.
Sure.
It's a big toothbrush.
All right, Al, you're up. What was Jenna not allowed to take on a flight?
I went with bean pie, Chuck.
Oh, you guys.
Her favorite bean pie.
Do they serve it in first class?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Warm bean pies in the first class.
I was just picturing the gun massage thing.
You guys don't know me nearly as well as I thought.
Yeah.
Jenna?
No,
I know. I was right? I was just waiting for the giggles to die down.
Oh,
for
a second. Oh, sorry. Thanks, Chuck.
Okay, Jenna, what were you not allowed to take on the flight?
I was not allowed to take my favorite pills.
Oh, okay. We would have accepted drugs. Kirsten as well.
All great answers, but no matches no there. Match. Let's move on to question number two.
Okay.
Here we go. Remember, don't say it out loud. Uh-huh. Here we go. Big Al and his man crush Blake Shelton have a lot in common. They both love to drink, date good-looking women, and blank.
Ding. Ding.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding.
All right. Here we go. Kristen, you are up first. Big Al and his man crush Blake Shelton have a lot in common. They both love to drink, date good-looking women, and...
I said buy boats.
Buy boats!
Oh, that's a good one.
Darn it, that's a very good one.
Okay, let's go around the room. Still got the giggles in here. Jenna, let's go to you first. Big Al and Blake Shelton, they both like to drink, date good-looking women, and...
That's where the similarities end.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Good answer. Good answer. No match, though. No match. JC, what do Big Al and Blake Shelton have in common?
Hang with white people only.
True. I'm offended on both accounts there.
Kelly, let's go to you. Big Al and Blake like to drink, date good-looking women, and...
And disappoint their women by not giving them rings.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Gwen and Dr. Girlfriend are still waiting.
Gwen's going to get help. Gwen's going to get one.
Oh, wow.
Soon.
Now, before people get mad at Al...
I'm joking, you idiots.
Right?
Or is he?
Al, let's try and get you a match.
Okay.
With Kirsten, you and Blake Shelton, you both like to drink, date good-looking women, and...
Play with our winches.
Oh.
Yeah, wow.
No match.
No match, no laugh.
No winches.
No match, no laugh.
Kelly, what did you say on that first one for Jenna, though?
It was a pistol-shaped personal neck massage.
That was funny. That was funny. That was good.
That made up for mine.
Kelly, yeah.
Boy, made up for Al.
Did I win match game?
Okay, let's go to number three. Let's try and get Kirsten on the board.
I'm telling you.
Here we go. Kelly's fiance, Alan, is a magician. And Kelly's favorite trick is when Alan makes blank disappear.
Oh.
Ding.
Ding.
Kelly loves it when Alan makes blank disappear.
Ding.
Ding.
Dang.
The giggles are back.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, Kirsten, let's go to you first. Kelly's fiance, Alan, is a magician. She loves it when Alan makes blank disappear.
The Catch Me Outside girl.
Oh. Oh, we would love for her to disappear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
It's a good guess. Might be a tough one to match, but let's see what people say.
I agree with that.
Jenna, yes. Kelly loves it when Alan makes blank disappear.
Her big girl panties.
Oh, wow.
Good answer.
Yeah. Big girl panties.
Yeah, I probably need to update my underwear wardrobe.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer. No match. No match there. JC, what does Kelly love Alan to make disappear?
Her gun-shaped massager.
Oh!
Because he massages you.
Right.
That's
right.
What he does.
Right. Abracabooyah!
And Big Al.
Yes.
Kelly loves it when Alan makes blank disappear.
The kids.
That's a good one.
Good one?
Yeah.
Great answers, but still no match. Kelly, can we do this for Kirsten? You love it when Alan makes blank disappear.
Well, my personal neck massager, not shaped like a pistol. That's Jenna's.
Oh.
That's Jenna's.
I still don't know why mine's shaped like a gun.
Because they won't let you take it on a plane because it's shaped like a gun.
Mm. It goes bang, bang.
Very confusing for the other passengers in security.
It is. Yeah. It is. No good. Matches, Kirsten. You got one more chance.
Mm-mm-mm. Kelly and I matched, so that was good.
Hey,
no,
at least it's an entertaining edition of match game.
Oh, man.
Okay, guys.
Oh, man.
JC is so sad.
How sad is he? Oh, sorry.
He's so sad because when he took his shirt off during his Baywatch audition, the casting director told him, blank.
Ding.
Dang, this is a no-brainer.
Really, that fast?
It's a no-brainer.
What? When he took his shirt off during his Baywatch audition, the casting director told JC, blank.
Ding.
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 Kirsten, I hope you have a match on this last round.
Right?
Whoa. I do too.
Let's see. All right, Kirsten, we're going to go with you first. JC is sad because when he took his shirt off during his Baywatch audition, the casting director told him...
It took too long for him to take his shirt off because it was too tight.
Oh, good answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Okay, let's go around the room. Jenna, what did the casting director tell JC when he took his shirt off?
Gross. No. Your body's garbage compared to Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good
call
answer.
Back to the famous Seth Rogen diss.
Kelly, let's go with you. What did the casting director tell JC?
Compared to Zac Efron, your body is garbage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Big Al.
Yes, repeat the question, please.
Yes, JC is sad because when he took his shirt off during his Baywatch audition, the casting director told him...
Sorry, Big Al got the part.
Boy, if you don't stop!
JC.
I know.
And finally, JC, you're sad because the casting director told you what?
My nipples are not dark enough for the cinema.
Are you serious? That's what you wrote down?
You should have said you're too fit for the part. I'm sorry, we're looking for someone that works out.
It's hard to diss yourself.
You diss yourself by complimenting yourself.
Zac Efron in the movie.
I know, I remember that.
You didn't want to match?
I remember that.
I'm so sorry, Kirsten. You did not get a single match.
What's the consolation prize?
But being a holiday weekend and all, I'm going to go ahead and award you 30,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points.
Wow.
Very generous.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So nice.
Thank you.
Let's go.
I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much.
Please go to our website and look down at the store and just pick out whatever you want and redeem those points. Okay?
Yeah, it's really easy to find.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, it'll say store.
You know, that spot over there.
Yeah.
It's there.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, take care of River.
I will. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all.
Bring him up here to see us sometime.
I will. Can I bring him to your bar?
Sure.
Yes. You can play with Curtis.
Wait, right, you know what? In fact, tonight we're having beers and deers night.
Okay.
Free beer for anybody that brings their deer.
I'll be there.
Hey.
All right.
Kirsten, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. Y'all too.
Bye.
Yes, I know deers. Bye. I know deers doesn't have an S on it.
That was more of a goat. Bye.
That's a goat.
Bye. All right, Beach Shazam's coming up, and Greg Drake talks about the new Pirates of the Caribbean and Baywatch movies next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, we got $1,000 right here up for grabs. Let's play Beat Shazam. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
While we wait for our caller, which I believe we would like caller number 13, let's talk to Gray Drake about the movies coming out this weekend. What's up, Gray?
Hey, happy Memorial Day.
Thanks,
babe.
Memorial Day means good movies, right, Gray?
It does. This is one of the holidays where we get movies people actually want to see.
Good.
So, one of those groups of people will be Pirates fans. And we have, I'm pretty sure that this is the 859th movie in the series.
Yeah.
And it stars our good friend Johnny Depp, but they bring in Javier Bardem and this handsome young gentleman named Brendan Thwaites. And a young lady who is super smart named Kaya Scodelario, and her name is fun to say.
Scodelario.
Full disclosure, guys, have any of you ever seen a Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
I have seen the first, maybe the second.
I've seen three.
Yeah, I think I've seen all of them.
I have not.
Not one.
No, I'm a black person. We're not fond of water, boats, that type of thing. Swimming.
Got it.
Yeah, pirates.
What about Blackbeard?
I am the captain now.
Well, the good news is for all of you except the Al is that if you've seen any pirate movie ever, then you've also seen this one. Yay!
Oh, okay.
They're just exactly the same, one of my favorite parts of the franchise is how they figure out to have large things, and they roll them through a particular city, or they pull them, and it like at one point in one of the prior movies, it was a wheel. It was like a big wheel. This time, it's buildings, and it's crazy. There's a lot of big set pieces in the movie, as usual. Johnny Depp is delightfully drunk as Jack Sparrow, and it's the same. It's exactly the same.
Oh, man. Right.
And so if you are just like really hankering for a new Pirates movie that you sort of haven't seen before, then, you know, go see it. But at the same time, you might be better served just renting the first one again. You probably haven't seen it in a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, because that one did pretty well on the tomato meter, as I recall, whereas this one is a rotten.
Oh, dang.
But right. It is not rated R.
Oh, it's PG-13 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So the other movie in theaters for everyone to escape the heat this weekend is Baywatch.
Yeah,
and there are approximately 10 reasons to see Baywatch.
Is one of them Zac Efron shirtless?
It's all of them and all of their pectoral areas.
Yeah, and their tans. He had someone tanning him at every moment on set. What a dream.
Oh, my God. That is a dream.
You can relate, Al.
Yeah, right.
They are truly golden glowing gods, all of them. So Zac Efron, like you mentioned, The Rock. They're in the movie that's supposed to be like a reboot of the ridiculous TV show.
Yeah.
And it absolutely is. It's good-looking people running in slow motion, jokes about slow motion. There is a drug subplot. Somebody selling drugs on the beach.
Oh, no.
And also, a lot of making fun of Zac Efron, who plays a Ryan Lochte-esque character.
So
this one's fun. I have to tell you that I took a friend of mine to see this, and we had several cocktails beforehand, and I was enjoying it. I laughed. I thought it was funny. And then when I sobered up later, I started thinking about it, and then I went, no, Gray, Baywatch is best left alone.
Mm-hmm. Then you had another drink.
Exactly. Yeah. I just started up all over again. So it's funny. But the critics hate it.
Yeah. I figure they would.
And so, because it is one of those movies, like, if you start thinking about it too much, you'll be like, wait a minute, ew, no, that was terrible, and I've seen that a million times before. But when you're in the moment and you're having a great Memorial Day and maybe you've had several cocktails like Grey Drake, I think you're going to have a good time.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, both of these movies are much better with either rum or a nice drink with a little umbrella in them. But unfortunately, if you're, you know, with your family, it might not be the best choice.
Is rum and Coke your drink of choice, Gray?
Oh, I love a good rum and Coke. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you that more often than not, I'm drinking a vodka soda because it makes me feel like a fancy lady.
Oh, okay.
And you stay hydrated.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go. Now you know.
Now we know what Grey Drake drinks.
Jar Jar Binks.
And speaking of a few cocktails,
yeah, right.
Miguel, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, so Pirates, go rent the first one if you want to catch that one. And then if you want to see a bunch of hot dudes with their shirts off and some hot girls, Baywatch is right for you.
Or go to JC's backyard.
Yeah.
They're
Thanks,
both
Jenna.
Rotten, but vastly improved by alcohol.
Got it.
Thank you, Greg. You have a safe Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You guys, too.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, I know how nuts Gray gets.
Where are you going with that?
Stay safe.
Stay safe, young
Stay
lady.
Stay safe.
Yep, you're not wrong. You're
not wrong. We'll talk to you next week, Gray.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye. All right, now it's time to play Beat Shazam. Let's get our first contestant online. Who's this?
Hi, it's Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing great. How would you like $1,000?
I would love $1,000.
Okay, here are the rules. We're going to play you a song clip. When that cuts off, that means Shazam has it. We'll allow you to take a guess after that cuts off. If you get it wrong, then we're going to have to move on, okay?
Got it.
It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. You
sound
got
very calm. You're ready for this.
All right.
I'm ready.
You good with music?
Yes.
Okay. That was very confident.
Let's find out.
Okay, let's see.
Can we both say the words and forget this?
Wow, Shazam was slow on that one today.
Yeah.
What is that song?
It's Beaver.
Yes. Maybe. I can't say that, can I?
Yeah, we don't need... Well, we don't need...
I just screwed that up, didn't I? Yeah,
well, you can tell us the artist all you want, but we need the song title. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to get our next caller here.
I'll keep my mouth shut next time.
Thanks, Kelly. Well, now we know it's Beaver, though. If you think you know, you still have a chance. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take another guest next. Oh, and you know what else? We'll have Kelly answering a love letter next as well.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And right now, you asked for more, so we're going to give you more. We're talking about relationship advice with more...
Me!
More Kelly, yes.
Yes, more Kelly.
I miss it, my button, Kelly. Thank you for saving
You're
me.
You're welcome.
There.
More Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Hey.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my girlfriend for about 8 months now, and we have been very open and honest about how we are both looking for a serious relationship as we are both 27. Mm. She sprung on me last week that she's waiting until marriage to have any sort of intimate relationship. Wow. I had no idea this was something she wanted or believed until last week. She never mentioned it once.
Right, right.
How do I react to her not being fully open about this without sounding like all I want is the physical part? Dude, you waited 8 months.
Yeah, it's 8 months. Clearly. It's not like this should be.
Do I just continue to act like this doesn't bother me? Thanks, Jax.
Well, Jax, I mean, it's been 8 months. Yep. I mean, so obviously this isn't part of your relationship. So why do you think now that you've suddenly had the discussion that now it's suddenly part of it?
Because we want what we can't have.
I know, but he hasn't had it for 8 months.
I know.
He's been thinking that it's any day, though. It's going to be the day or the night.
I can't believe a guy's waited that long before bringing this
up. If we're bringing it up, you know, I mean, people do wait, and if that's her morals, and that's then if you're like, this is the woman I want to be with, then you ask her to marry you so you can make it happen.
Yep.
That's right.
But I mean, I don't understand why now suddenly it's a problem. It's been 8 months.
Right.
That's what's bothering me about your position. I think you should be really appreciative that she's looking to share that part of herself with you, that she's looking at you as the right one to share that. So...
What is he asking?
8 months, you're on the same page, and you're 27, and you want to be with her. Yeah, so marry her.
Go for her.
I mean,
propose.
Not just for that reason, but if this is the one.
Don't dump her for that. That's not what I'm thinking, unless that.
I'd dump a guy for that.
Well, I mean, but they've been 8 months.
Yeah,
I don't understand
for
why now.
Months.
It'd be one thing if you've been dating, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and the subject came up, you know, I'm waiting. Oh, I'm out because I'm not waiting. Because that way. You don't even know if you like the person. That means you're really only about one thing. But you've developed feelings for over 8 months.
You've shown that's not the real deal.
Yeah, you've shown that.
That's not all you want. So,
am I mad at you for wanting it? No.
We all want a test drive.
Yeah. But
you got to respect her for that. Don't try to push her for that. Yeah. Much respect.
8 months.
I don't know how you did it, man.
You, 8 months.
They're going to give you a little hand clap right there on that one. I don't know how you did it, brother.
8 months.
My man.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I sentence you to 8 months. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 19 years old and pregnant with a daughter.
Oh, boy.
By my 32-year-old boyfriend. Now, before anyone begins to judge.
Yeah, we don't do that.
This man takes amazing care of me and my unborn child. Matter of fact, I've never been this happy with any other guy who was my age. But here's the problem. No matter how happy I am and how well he treats me, I have this fear that I'm going to get hurt by him. He is loyal and faithful, but there are days I think my bad luck at dating is going to hit me again and I'm going to be cheated on again. How do I get over this fear of disaster? Michaela.
Well,
19.
You're probably pregnant. Your hormones are going crazy and everything. Mm-hmm. What's going to make you feel more confident in the relationship is probably having a conversation with your much older baby daddy about where this relationship's going.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have more security and confidence that, you know, he wants to not just take care of you financially, but maybe like take you as his wife. Maybe that's a conversation to have about where are we going as a couple moving forward? How are we going to raise the child together? This is a very mature conversation that typical 19-year-old should not be having, but this is your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to start acting like a grown-up because you're trying to behave like one. So now let's start having adult conversations about where your future's going.
Right.
And if you get the right answers, then you will feel more confident about that he's there for the long haul. If you don't get the answers, if he's kind of wishy-washy, and maybe you have a right to feel insecure about where it's going. But, you know, don't create problems where there are none, but it's time to have some very direct
adult conversations.
Yeah. And he's shown you that he's pretty mature based on what you're writing us.
He's taking care of the bills.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what she means? He's there for them?
He's
taking care of the bills?
And he's loyal and faithful. And the thing
is, there you go. Then don't create problems where there are none.
And as guys, we're a lot more mature when we hit our 30s than we are at 19. Oh, yeah. That's why these 19-year-old guys you were dating before probably didn't treat you as well. Now you're dating a man, so hopefully he acts like a man.
Hopefully.
Which Hooters does it say she worked at?
What?
Wow.
What?
You need to leave.
Oh, Al Mack.
Rude, Al.
That's why you're single.
That was Twin Peaks, by the way.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of 3 years forgot my birthday.
Wonk, wonk.
Here's the thing. It's 5 days after his.
Ugh.
I don't know what to do. Is his ego really so big that it eclipses my life? Is this a deal breaker?
No.
What am I supposed to do? Do I make this a big deal? I'm not really one for confrontation, and we live and work together, so I really don't want to make things awkward if we do break up. I'm at a complete loss for words. My birthday is 5 days after his, and he forgot. Help me, Cody.
Okay, but Cody, is everything else wonderful, and this is one slip up, this is one blip? It's one thing if he's consistently inconsiderate, thoughtless, doesn't care about your feelings, yeah. He's only looking out for himself. If this is one slip up in the right. Big scheme of things, it's been, are you just going to throw away 3 years because he forgot one day, one birthday? Are you still that princess that demands a birthday month? Or are you the woman that tests your man? I'm going to see how much he loves me. I'm going to see if he remembers my birthday. You know why everybody remembers it's my birthday?
Why?
Because I let him know, hey, my birthday's next week. Hey, my birthday's coming up. You know, it's not like about being, it's like, what are you trying to trap him? Are you trying to test him by seeing if he remembers? Why not give a brother a hint?
Give a brother
a hint.
You know,
let him remember.
Yeah. Give a brother a hint.
Give him a chance to succeed. If you told him your birthday, hey, gosh, my birthday's coming up. You want to maybe, I don't know, this year, it's not really a big birthday. Maybe we can just go to dinner or something. How about set him up for success
instead of
I'm going to wait and see if he remembers.
Yeah,
I'm going to wait. And that's what you did, and he failed.
Because deep down you think he's going to fail
if he did that to him. Let's break up with him. Let's end our business together. Let's stop living together because he forgot my birthday.
I'd be mad.
I'd be
upset and disappointed.
Yeah.
But you can
Who knows if she tested him? I mean, I've been with a guy who would always sabotage my birthday.
Well,
and there was something wrong with that. Like, has he missed every birthday and it's five,
that's
you know,
what I
then
was
you
saying.
Don't need to be with him.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Is he good in every other area, but he forgot her birthday?
Buddy went around the house singing 50 Cent. Go, Shawty.
It's your birthday.
That's the thing. You got to look at the big picture and not just one day.
Yeah.
I think he's self-absorbed and insecure, and you should break up with him.
And there's that. But if he is inconsiderate and thoughtless and always looking out for himself, and does, then, yeah, Jenna's
you
right.
You don't need to be with him, yeah.
But you got to look at everything big picture, not one day. And women also have to help guys out.
Set them
up for success. Don't test them to see if they're going to fail. Because they're probably going to fail.
But as a guy.
You can date a guy for years and he's like booking a plane ticket. And he's like, what's your middle name again?
Yeah.
They don't remember that kind of information.
As a guy, fellas, it's not that tough for us to remember two dates. Her birthday and her anniversary.
Oh. But it's also on the
Christmas,
woman.
That's, come on, that's
it's
a good
It's also a little bit on the woman to kind of
But
you have
say
to spoon feed him.
To.
I think I still, at my age, am realizing, or guys, I always think as a girl who's on top of details that guys are intentionally being dumb. And the reality is they really just don't get it sometimes.
We don't get it. We have to be spoon fed
how we want to be treated at certain times.
That's what I'm saying.
It blows my mind, but it's true.
But the smallest thing we could do is remember your birthday. That's the small,
Jason,
the easiest.
You're more in touch with your emotion, though. You're good about that kind
that's
of thing.
That's a stupid
you celebrate like five anniversaries.
You celebrate the anniversary of your first kiss.
Yeah.
You celebrate the anniversary of the first time you ate Chinese food together.
No.
I mean, this is you.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, yeah, because that was our first date.
See, so you're different. You're definitely
I'm
different.
Just saying women need to look at big picture and not just obsess about he messed up one time.
Okay. That was on her side until you brought up those great points. Yeah, I was like, dang, Kelly makes great sense. Al, have you ever forgotten a birthday of a girlfriend?
Oh, heck yeah. But I still was able to date and continue with the relationship.
Yeah.
You made up for it?
Yeah, you have to make up for it. That's what, you know, you always have your little doghouse gift.
Just always spending time getting out of the hole.
Yeah, pretty much. Always a little bit in the hole.
Yeah.
I don't know if it changes the thing, but he's gay.
That was a dude, I think.
I mean, blonde.
It was.
What?
It did say Cody, but.
Yeah.
I said Cody.
The gay guy forgot his partner's birthday.
Correct.
Thank you for white cheddar. Yeah. White cheddar came in here.
White cheddar.
You need to say that. I missed that?
It did say sign Cody. I did say Cody, but I was just assuming.
I assumed it was a man Cody. And a woman.
Oh, it's a dude.
I just assumed Cody was a girl.
Kelly?
So are the rules different here?
No. It's still you have to look big picture.
Okay.
Gay, straight, overweight.
No,
isn't that the line from The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he was making a big deal about his birthday and yours is, why didn't you have a joint birthday then?
Right.
And celebrate it together.
Days. Yeah, but it's the same rules. Don't set somebody up for failure.
And gay guys are so considerate. Too. Like, that's the one thing. Like, how did this guy forget?
Oh, you know, the guy that got the inconsiderate gay boyfriend.
Yeah, they're so lovey-dovey with each other.
I think we have the inconsiderate gay boyfriend on the phone.
Did I mishear it? Did he say it was a man?
I guess he said his name.
Yeah. I said his name, Cody, but I just assumed it was a girl.
It could be a girl.
See,
no, Sonny was certain.
That's why we have White Cheddar back there, executive producing.
He keeps us straight and narrow.
Give us the facts that we need when
not
we miss
really
them.
Straight, Al,
well,
actually.
Well, true.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more love letter.
All right. Hey.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try.
My fiance is currently without a job, and I'm having to provide financial means for the both of us, which is fine. However, he has been without one for a decent amount of time and barely seems like he's looking for a new one. I've told him my concerns, and somehow it always gets turned around to make me the bad guy. I don't know what to do anymore, and it really concerns me with the upcoming wedding because I do not want to have this problem come up in the future. What would you do in this situation, Melanie?
I would get them on ZipRecruiter.com. That's what I would
do. Is that what you would do,
First of all, as a wedding gift, I think a visit to ZipRecruiter.com would be on point. Did you know that ZipRecruiter posts job openings to over 100-plus job sites?
I did not
He could
know.
Easily yeah. find a job on ZipRecruiter.com.
Wow.
And it's any city, any industry, nationwide.
Yeah. Companies use it.
Yeah, I use it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like a real company.
They do all the work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try it for free on us if you want. ZipRecruiter.com/kid. That's KIDD. ZipRecruiter.com/kid. But if he doesn't want to listen to that, and go to ZipRecruiter. Kelly, what would you talk about?
Let me go. Now I'm so...
How long is he been? Barely looking for a new one. They're engaged. They're about to get married. And their arguments keep coming up because she's, he's feeling insecure, obviously.
And how long has he been out? Does he say? She say how long he's
a
been out?
A decent amount of time.
Well, here's the thing. He's probably depressed. I mean, that's what I find when people, and they lose their jobs and they think, I don't know. I guess they go into a funk, a depression, and how do you climb out of it? I think it's a good idea until he gets past this hurdle that I would be putting the wedding on hold.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
If for no other
reason.
You need
to be stable.
Yeah.
Because, I know it's embarrassing.
It's
especially
stressful,
if you've gotten the invitations out or whatever, wherever you are in your wedding planning, I don't know. Because we don't have that timeline and I'm not talking to you, but I would definitely put the wedding on hold until you get to the root of his depression, because financial reasons are one of the number one reasons marriages don't succeed, and you're starting off on shaky ground already. So I wouldn't continue with the wedding planning until you get that straight. That's my advice.
Yeah. Solid advice there, Raz.
Get him some counseling. Tell him to, he's got to get a job. He's got to get a job. He's got to be contributing to this family.
He should want to get a job.
Yeah, that says a lot about a person.
ZipRecruiter.com, dog.
There you go.
He doesn't even want to do that. He doesn't want to do anything. He's not even making an effort.
Yeah.
He's
and
depressed.
That's the thing. With ZipRecruiter.com, it's so easy.
They can't make you apply. It is easy, but you
have to
make an effort.
That's true.
To want it. And you know what we want?
What?
We want you to write us a love letter to Kelly at KidNation.com. And we want the gossip. Let's get to the showbiz top five. We'll do that when we come back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So our boy Nick Adams is, you're feeling all right, Nick.
I'm feeling great.
Nick is a hero if you missed the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he saved a life, right?
Yeah.
I think I did.
You donated stem cells.
I donated my stem cells, yes, to a man in his 60s who has a really rare form of leukemia.
Yeah.
And that was a little over a month ago. And I felt great. Right after I did this procedure, I mean, there were no effects on me whatsoever,
right.
Which is really nice. And they keep his medical info a little secretive for a while, so I don't know his status just yet.
Okay.
But we're hoping. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. But you've done a really great thing because we discovered this donor system, right? DKMS.
Yes, and DKMS.org. And the way we found out about it, Jenna, was a little girl came in. It was her dream to find a bone marrow match.
Yeah.
So we came in, we talked to her, and DKMS.org was with her, and we all signed up for the bone marrow donation registry. And it's the easiest thing ever. They give you kind of some big Q-tips.
Yeah.
You swab it around in your mouth for a little bit, and then you mail it off. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you hear back that you're a match for someone.
And you were a match
for someone. Yeah.
And then you've been hearing about all sorts of other matches, right?
The coolest thing to me, I mean, it's really cool that hopefully I helped save this guy's life, but the coolest thing is our listeners and stuff will tweet me a picture or message us here at Kid Nation. They'll message us a picture saying, I just got my swabs in, or I'm mailing them in now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so cool. And just because we've talked about it on our show for a few times here and there, we've had over 2,000 people sign up for
that. That is awesome. Yeah, because I saw a stat that said like 2% of Americans are registered to be potential donors. 2%. I mean, imagine if we got that at least to 20%.
Yeah.
How many more donors we would find. Now, standing next to you, there's a beautiful woman.
Her name is Danielle.
Who's on the other side of this.
Correct. She is an actual bone marrow recipient. Is that what you would say, Danielle?
Correct, yeah.
So, Danielle, tell us a little bit about your story when you were diagnosed with leukemia, right?
That's correct. I was actually diagnosed 4 years ago. Monday is my, or that's when I had my transplant. So, I was 39, thought I was healthy, and out of the blue, got some blood work done. Came back that I had MDS, myeloid dysplastic syndrome, and needed a bone marrow transplant.
Oh my goodness.
So you were feeling fine.
You're normal. You're feeling normal.
I mean, I was tired. Mama too. So I was tired, which all moms are. So went in, saw the doctor, had some blood work done, and came back. Big surprise.
That's rocked your world.
Is it like on TV shows where they sit you down in the doctor's office and he doesn't know how to talk?
Got some good news and some bad news.
We're going to need pretty you to come much, in.
Yeah, and he walked in literally and he's like, well, it's not good news. So,
Do you understand anything after he says
it's not? No, it's like the Charlie Brown teacher talking.
And is it a situation where without a transplant you would not be with us today?
That is exactly right.
Wow.
So that's why the bone marrow registry is so important.
Have you been able to meet the person?
Believe it or not, I met him this past December.
You just met him.
It was a surprise.
From the get-go, when you found out you had somebody who matched you, were you in your head thinking, I'm going to meet this person. I have to one day.
He saves your life.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, or I wanted to meet him more than anything. And actually, DKMS arranged it and surprised me.
Was he a local guy or from the outside of the world?
He lives in New York.
In New York.
New
York.
New Yorker.
Oh, yes. Did you start talking like New Yorkers? Like,
immediately.
You got Yankee bone marrow now.
I do. And I'm from Mississippi, so it's quite a mixture.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was he on the registry for 8 years?
He had
like
been.
Yeah.
He registered also when he was 18. He had a high school classmate that had leukemia, and he had registered, basically forgotten about it, and got a phone call out of the blue and didn't hesitate immediately, went and did what he had to do. And I mean, if he hadn't, I would not be standing here.
Do y'all keep in touch?
We do.
Really?
He's
on the Christmas card list
now. Yeah, I bet, right?
Yeah, he gets a good present.
Oh, greatest guy. So, like I said, DKMS arranged for him to come in town, he and his wife. They stayed for a couple of days, hung out. I mean, literally, I feel like they're family. I mean,
and
his wife are the greatest people.
He's blood, literally.
Blood relative now.
Do we know the statistics on like how many people are matches or the percentage of people out there? Because I think that's something that holds a lot of us back when we think about giving blood. It's like, they got a lot of blood. Like, there's plenty, or they'll find a match. Like, I don't have to do it. But then when I hear these stories, like, this little girl still hasn't found a match, and it took this guy 8 years before someone was a match for him, but you needed it to save your life. Do we know? I mean, there's obviously very few matches out there for people, right?
That's correct. There are over 100, I think it's 115,000 people that are waiting for a transplant that can't find a match. So
it's not just the blood type has to match. It's deeper than that.
It's a whole lot of stuff.
It's a genetic match.
Like almost DNA, right?
Yes.
And your relatives are sometimes matches or rarely matches?
A lot of times they are, but not always. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was an only child, so I had to rely on a stranger. Yeah. And, you know, everybody has different DNA makeup, and, you know, it's really hard to find.
Family members will be, like, a lot of the times half matches, right?
Right.
Which we had a kid's kid, Rowan, who passed away because he was on the waiting list to get his bone marrow transplant, and it just never came. Mm-hmm. And they tried it with his parents, and they weren't full matches, and it didn't take. This is why it's so important for people to go to DKMS.com and get that kit. Everything.
And I love talking to you, too. I think a lot of people don't do it because they're afraid. It's going to hurt. And you're saying it's really the most non-eventful experience.
It's really cool for me that there are names and faces. There are people, actual people. They're not just numbers. They're family members. They're moms. They're wives, their husbands that do get this. They need this. So that's why we need people to go to DKMS.org, sign up, mail your swabs back. Don't forget about them. Just throw them in the drawer and say you'll do it later. Send them back.
I'm kind of sad I haven't been a match for
anyone. I know, that's what I was telling Nick.
Well, I can't match on a dating site, and I can't match for
you never know.
Bone marrow.
Danielle's donor waited for 8 years.
That's Jenna's crazy. Is probably going to be like a romantic comedy when she finally matched and they meet and they're going to fall in love.
If it's Tom Hardy, Jenna, I'm going to be so jealous.
What are the chances of a guy going down here registering and with DKMS and finding out that he's got a baby somewhere?
Is that why you're scared to give your to donate?
I'm just asking. I got that off the text.
DKMS doesn't use it to find paternity testing, right?
Al got a letter back and said, "Al, you're not a match, but you are a father."
No paternity testing.
All right.
But Danielle, thanks for coming in and sharing your story.
Well, absolutely.
It's so encouraging.
It is.
Thank y'all for all registering.
I mean, it really. It's so important, and it. So
saves
simple, and I love seeing and meeting Nick and knowing that you just did it out of the kindness of your heart, and it's not painful.
No.
And you saved someone's life.
I am thankful every day because it was because of this show that I even signed up for it. I probably wouldn't have signed up if it wasn't for Allie B coming in.
Right.
I mean, it's always in the back of your head, I'll do that at some point.
Yeah.
But
you sign the back of your driver's license or whatever it is. Oh, I'm a donor. I'm an organ donor. You know. But
so it's just, it's cool how life works out and puts things in front of you. And
Okay, the website again, DKMS.org.
Mm-hmm.
They'll send you everything. And if you're wondering on the donor side, Nick paid for nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. He just showed up and gave his stem.
Multiple days off work.
Yeah, I really did. It was pretty nice. It wasn't bad.
Well, Danielle,
it's really a wonderful thing.
Pleasure to meet you. We're so glad Dave and you connected.
Yeah, for
it was
real.
Amazing.
And I can't wait to meet the guy you helped out, Nick.
Fingers crossed. I hope it's not 4 years.
Me
but if
too.
It is, that's fine.
Yeah.
I want to meet him.
Yeah,
I have to wait at least a year.
Right.
It's a year until
you
can actually talk to each other. But I want to meet him.
Yeah. Give it up for Danielle, everybody.
Yay.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, for Danielle.
And Nick,
and also Nick.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.